Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
We're going to talk about 750,000 quid that you might actually be able to get your mitts on, because hear ye, we have 750,000 quid euro to give away. Well, it's not quite our money, it's Enterprise Ireland money, so, you know, kind of our money. They're looking for you to get a cut of it, and Joe Healy, Divisional Manager at the HPSU, that's a High Potential Startup Unit, is here with the cash in his satchel. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
You have just announced that you're open for business again. You're always open for business, but you have this programme running now for the HPSUs. What is a HPSU when it's at home?
So for us, it's a business that can scale internationally, where entrepreneurs have global ambition. And the Competitive Start Fund is a fund that we run 8 times in a year. And the idea here is to give young, early-stage companies enough risk capital to either fail fast or make enough progress that they can come into the funnel and be potential, high-potential startups.
I do ask Enterprise Ireland the same question all the time, because I think it's a very useful filter. What do you not want?
No, it's a very good question to ask. Really, we're not focused on domestically traded businesses. So if your idea at the moment is for a local business, this isn't for you.
Go to the Leo.
Go to the Leo, or just build your business and bootstrap it and learn the lessons and see if you can have more ambition and look internationally. It's not for everybody, and there are plenty of good businesses out there which are really vital to the economy, but we're looking for the ones that will scale internationally. So I suppose the other thing to bear in mind is that we don't invest in individuals, we invest in companies and teams. So if you're still at the idea stage or the concept stage, you're too early.
So you should have been listening to Sunday Business Show last week when we had AWS Technologies on, and they take that idea and start making it into a business, and it's worth listening back to that interview, because an idea is only an idea until you start doing something with it.
Well, actually, I'd even go further. It's not a business till somebody pays you for what you're selling.
Okay, well, there's a lot of people out there who have been told over the weekend that the check is in the post or something, so they either have a business or maybe they're not.
Well, until the cash is in your account, mm-hmm. That's what's important.
So we know what you're not looking for, but what are the sexy areas at the moment? Obviously software, but any particular areas in software, for example?
We take a very broad view. Clearly there are lots of software SaaS-type business models, and very often it's the business model that can be important. We have a call out at the moment, and we have 8 calls, and we try and put a spotlight in different areas. This one is around industrial products, life sciences, medtech, clean tech. We take a broad view. It can be a product or it can be a service. But more importantly, we're looking for a good team. Typically, they'd have a technical person and a commercial person at the start of this stage, that they'd have some commercial traction, and that they would be able to convince the panel that they'd be able to sell this product to someone who would buy it.
What did you think of my two lovely ladies earlier on, my two 14-year-olds? They are fantastic.
No, it is absolutely fantastic.
And they have a product.
They have a product.
Or very close to it, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a way to go. So that's the starting point.
Yeah.
So it's the business model as well as very important. But it is fantastic to see young entrepreneurs.
I love them so much. 750,000, obviously you're not going to give the whole lump to one person or one organisation or one firm. What's the typical payout?
So we have a kind of a tried and tested roadmap at this stage. In each of the calls, we'll award up to 15 projects, 50,000 for ordinary shares, and we pay it out in 2 tranches, 5% of the ordinary equity. So I suppose the reason we're doing that is that these young businesses are bootstrapping. They find it very difficult to raise funding. So if they can raise 5,000 in cash, we will give them 50,000 by way of equity. If we tried to give a grant, they would have to spend the money to claim the grant. But by giving equity, we're giving the risk capital up front, and it gives them probably enough runway for maybe anywhere between 6 to 12 months or possibly up to 24, depending on whether they're a product company or a pure tech ICT project. And that should be enough time to make significant progress. But the point it emphasises that we will work with those companies. So it's not we just give out the money. They get a mentor, they get a development advisor.
A DA. We love those fellas. It always sounds to me like he's wearing she's wearing a 6-gun and all.
Well, metaphorically, perhaps. But the idea is to work with the companies. What we don't want to do is give them the money. And many of these entrepreneurs are young. Many have the same challenges, and they really hugely benefit from supports. And one of the things I'd say to the people out there is, one of the things we look at closely is the milestones. And we expect to see solid commercial and technical milestones, so that you can demonstrate how you will use the 50,000 if you were good enough to win it at this point in time. and develop your business forward.
I'm sure you have heard a criticism of Enterprise Ireland by fellows who were looking for Enterprise Ireland money and didn't get it. And they always say, oh God, they were terrible in too many forms. You have a process for a reason.
We do indeed. And in fact, the Competitive Start Fund is a very light process. And it's a great point you raise, because although we can award just up to 15, we typically get 100 applicants. But for every applicant who isn't funded, we give feedback. And in the majority of cases, the majority, not all, people welcome the feedback and take it on board. And there's no barrier to applying to the next call and if you take on board the feedback.
And one of the benefits of filling out those forms is it does actually help you focus. Yep. What the hell am I doing?
Correct.
And I wonder how many people, I'd love, if there's anybody, we run out of time here now, but I would love to find out how many of them suddenly said, oh my God, I better pivot, one of our favourite business terms, we have to pivot this business because there isn't a business here.
And the other thing maybe to mention, that there is a pitch element as well. So people pitch online. So it's not just about the form. We're investing in the people.
Is that the four-minute pitch?
That's the famous four-minute pitch.
And if you want the four-minute pitch, strip it down and strip it down and do it 200 times to your family until they're absolutely bored of it, because it really makes a difference. And that is what is expected now in Silicon Valley.
It's expected everywhere. And you would be surprised that out of 15 pitches, there is always one individual typically who runs out of time.
Well, and there you go now. So for those who have the time, they will find you, obviously, Enterprise Ireland, and they will find all of the, everything that you need there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope there's plenty of listeners out there who are thinking of applying. It opens on the 13th.
I hope you have plenty of listeners. We have thousands, tens of thousands
of plenty listeners. Of entrepreneurial listeners that developing young companies are the people I want to talk to.
Well, that's the ones we talk to as
good.
Well. We are the SME focus. Yeah. There's another, I have to give another shout out now for Electric Picnic before I go, because there's a load of shout outs, because that is Joe Healy. You will find Joe Healy, Enterprise Ireland, and we really do recommend that. And I also see another text coming in here. Enactus, that's for you, Derville, is a brilliant organisation, delighted to be involved each year in sponsorship around the annual awards. That's Jerry Crosby, another pal of ours. He be from Design Yard, almost across the road. Let me see my other shout outs here. Leash Business, we've done that one. Electric Picnic shout out. If you're lucky enough to be one of the people down at Electric Picnic, go down to the Sound Garden stage. That's where Today FM people are, and you'll hear or see Al Porter, Ed Smith, or Fergal Darcy. Do go up and say how do. Do say that the Sunday Business Show sent you. I think Neil Delamere is in studio today. He isn't down there, so he is coming up in a few seconds' time. That is all the time we have for from the Sunday Business Show. Our team this week, our series producer, Ruth Devaney, who's down in Gaelic, who is supporting, obviously, her team down there. Studio producer this morning, Niall Fitzmaurice. Sound, Stephen McLoon. I am Conal O'Moran. You can always listen back to the Sunday Business Show on todayfm.com. And just looking through here, that I was given other shout outs to do, and I'm just wondering, have I got time for another one? Oh, here's one here. Shout out for Rainwater TSS on the way to Ballymaloe House Garden Festival to talk to the good people about rainwater harvesting. Derville, rainwater harvesting, that sounds good. Everything from garden water to bathing water, with up to 94% of water needs supplied from a clean, renewable source. Rainwatertss.com. I'll have to leave it there, otherwise Neil will go mental. Thank you so much for listening to the Sunday Business Show. Back next week, Le Coon of Day.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.